Okay, well, we this afternoon we've been kind of pounding away here, going through the film, talking about last night, and then now trying to get ready for the coming week. It's obviously a big week for us in terms of building on where we're at, but I'd say just a quick review on the game. Definitely some encouraging things, some things that I thought we did well. There were, of course, plenty of mistakes out there, a lot of things we need to get corrected, some things we haven't gone over, as thoroughly as what we'll be able to cover. Other things, I feel like we spent quite a bit of time on, and we should be doing them better. And that's true for, all the individuals that played. Coaching-wise, we still have a long way to go there, too, in terms of, all of our communication and adjustments and, just kind of getting back into game mode, which we haven't done in a while, 6 months or so. So it's a lot of work for all of us to do. But feel like the players went out and played hard, gave a solid effort. They played with some energy. Even though we got off to a slow start, once we got going, I felt that they had, some energy and some presence on the field. We handled some situations, fairly well, and we can certainly teach from them. And I think it's a start. So we'll see where we go from here. But I think we know more than we did yesterday at this time. So we'll just try to take that and continue to build. Continue to build towards the regular season and opening day.
Bill, it's Mike Reese, ESPNBoston.com. You mentioned some encouraging things. What are some of the areas you'd put on that list?
I mean, I think fundamentally we did some things fairly well. Passing, catching, kicking, tackling, blocking. Our footwork, our hand placement, didn't have a lot of penalties, things like that. I mean, it was far from perfect. I'm not saying that, but overall, I'd say that we were able to play, 80 some plays on offense and 50 some on defense, without it just, we've all seen fumbled snaps, drop balls, false starts, offside penalties, missed tackle, just sloppy, poor football, and we had some mistakes out there, but I thought overall that the fundamentals and techniques were at a decent, competent level.
Bill, Ian Rappaport from the Herald. What'd you learn about your depth last night with so many starters either watching or not present?
Well, I just think we gave some people an opportunity to play. And we can evaluate what they've done. They'll get another chance to play. We'll see how they improve on that. A lot of the players that didn't play have played, a lot of football before, whether it's here or in a couple cases somewhere else. But that'll all start coming together a little bit more this week and in the succeeding preseason games. So we just try to evaluate the guys that played last night, and I feel like we gave them a pretty good amount of playing time so that it wasn't just a handful of plays or a series, but they're actually able to go in, play, come to the sideline, make adjustments, make corrections, go back out and play again. We were able to evaluate the players' stamina and overall conditioning because they were in for, consecutive series, things like that. Plus, a lot of the players last night participated in the kicking game as well. So, I think we, like I said, we learned a lot about the players who played. There were 30-some that didn't play, and we'll, evaluate them, continue to evaluate them on the practice field and in other preseason games.
So one thing that you guys showed last night was Lee Bodden playing as sort of the slot corners or the third cornerback or whatever. Do you like what you saw from him inside?
Well, as you've seen in practice, we've used a lot of different players in different positions, moved them around. They've learned multiple responsibilities. Some of the things we did last night, we'll do differently in other games so we can give, let people who are competing for positions, give them opportunities to compete there. Lee's played inside before. He did that against Cleveland, or did that with Cleveland, rather. And, like in our game when we played him in whatever year that was, 07, I think, So he's done that in the past. You know, Darius has played in there, Kyle played in there, Jonathan's played in there, so Chung's played in there. So we've worked a number of different combinations, and, you know, at some point in the preseason, we'll have to, as we'll do with a lot of other things, we'll have to narrow that down to who we feel like has done the best job and what our best groups are and how everything fits together. But Lee's played outside, and he has the versatility to play inside. That helps him, and it helps our team.
Bill, in the first half, some good success defensively on third down. How would you assess some of the edge pressure that you were able to generate on third down in the first half?
I think at times it was competitive. At other times, certainly a lot of room for improvement.
Watching the film back, was there anything that, sort of two questions. One, was there anything that jumped out about the way Nate Solder played that you didn't see from the field? And also, what about Maneri at the other tackle? Is he kind of working himself and becoming an NFL tackle after moving from tight end?
Well, Steve's certainly way ahead of where he was last year. Last year, he, you know, was converting from tight end position at Temple to an offensive tackle in the NFL. And, you know, this year he's got that whole year of experience of that conversion under his belt. From a technique standpoint, he's worked hard in the offseason. He's improved his strength and explosion and power. And, you know, he's still pretty athletic for his size, but, you know, he's grown into the position, into the frame that he has, and his techniques are a lot better. So he's, you know, still got a lot of things to work on, but I think we saw a lot of improvement in him, you know, over the last, you know, from the last time we saw him, you know, in January. And Nate, so let's say similar comments on Nate. I think Nate's, you know, improved quite a bit in the past few days that he's been in camp. A couple of his techniques that he used in college, we've asked him to change, and he's done a good job of adapting to those. I think both players had some good plays, and there were a lot of, you know, a lot more positives than negatives, but there were still, you know, plenty of things with both players that they need to correct and understand, and some things that I'm sure that when the opponents study them in future weeks, that if they don't get corrected, will become bigger problems after, you know, teams have had a chance to scout them a little bit. So, but there are definitely some good things there and plenty of things they have to work on.
Bill, in the limited time he's been here, what have been some of your impressions of Mark Anderson?
Mark's a versatile player, real hard-working kid. I think he competes hard on the practice field, very attentive, wants to do well, puts a lot into it. He's played both sides. He actually played inside at Chicago as well, some three technique, and worked some as an inside pass rusher, so he's pretty adept when he lines up outside and comes inside on games and things like that he's, you know, he's been in there and kind of knows how to deal with the interior part of the pass rush with guards and more in front of the quarterback than on the edge. But he's flashed, you know, some good pass rushes through the course of camp in one-on-ones and our teamwork and again last night. And he's definitely adjusting to what we're asking him to do. And he's got a, you know, pretty good skill set, and he's an experienced player that's rushed against a lot of good players in this league, and so, you know, he has a good set of moves and skills to attack them with. So I think he got off to a good start last night, and we'll see where it goes from here, but glad we have him.
Bill, this is Monique over at the Boston Globe. Buddy Farnham was talking last night about how last season he played a little bit of DB here and there. Can you talk about what goes into asking a player to add to their role in terms of position? What do you see? Is it a give-and-take kind of conversation? And have you ever run into a situation where a player wasn't receptive to changing positions or trying out another position?
I can't remember too many times when a player has not wanted to change positions. normally when we talk to a player about taking on more responsibilities, it's with the idea that those extra responsibilities, whether it's on the same side of the ball or a different side of the ball or in the kicking game, it's with the idea that those responsibilities will give him an opportunity to get on the field more and or increase his value to the team in terms of making the roster or, you know, again, being on the field and having a bigger role on the team. I don't think there are too many players that don't want to play, that don't want a bigger role. So now when you make those moves, sometimes after the player does it, they don't feel comfortable or confident in taking on those new responsibilities, and it doesn't work out. But you usually don't know that until you've given it a try. The player and the coaches don't know that, but you go into it feeling like, well, we'll give it a shot here and see how it goes, and then you evaluate it as you start to gain more information about the change. So I can't say that I've ever had too much resistance on that, you know, over my career. And the intent is to not only make it better for the team, but to make it better for that individual player. And I think we can all remember and cite plenty of examples where that versatility has paid, you know, a lot of dividends for the players involved, so, and the team. So that's the intent. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, and you go back to where you were.
Bill, it's Paul Perillo from right upstairs here at Patriots Football Weekly. Dane Fletcher looked like he was getting a lot of penetration last night, seemed very quick. Has he added some quickness to his game in the offseason that you've noticed?
Well, I think Dane's made a big jump from his first year to his second year. Again, similar to some of our other first-year players, you know, we just talked about Steve Maneri or Taylor Price or, you know, whoever you want to name. I mean, the fact that they have been through an NFL season in our system and all that, they're way ahead of where they were last year. It looks like Dane's had a very good off season. I mean, he looks good physically, and he's certainly a lot more confident and is reacting quicker and anticipating things better than he did definitely at this time last year, although he made a lot of gains over the course of the season, and by the end of the year he was, you know, doing a real good job for us in that aspect. But this year he's just starting from a much higher level, and I don't know how much quickness and strength he's gained. Might be a little bit because he has worked hard and he's in good condition, but I'd say more than that, it's probably his reactions, is being able to recognize things quicker, anticipate them. You know, Dane started to take on a role of, especially last night, as the middle linebacker, of making calls, making adjustments, helping to, you know, tell other people what to do or how to, you know, how we're going to handle a certain formation or a certain set. And I think those are things that he really wouldn't have been comfortable doing last year. Somebody else would have been telling him. This year, you know, he's helping to tell other people. So with that understanding and that confidence, become, you know, allows the player to become more aggressive and to react quicker, because there's just less thinking involved and he's just more sure of what he's doing. So I think they play faster, even though they may not time better or that type of thing, but they just play faster because of experience, confidence, and knowledge.
Bill, I don't think we've talked to you since Logan Mankins signed his contract. Can you talk about what it means to have him for some years to come?
That's great. I think the world of Logan. He's done a great job for us here since he's come to the Patriots, and I'm glad that he'll be here for many years in the future. He's you know, one of our best players, one of our most consistent players. He's been durable. He's got a great work ethic. He's really smart. He plays hard. He's tough. I mean, there's almost no negatives with Logan. He's an outstanding person. He's an outstanding player, and he does things the way that we would like our team to do them. So he's a great example for you know, for all of us to look at, because he plays hard, he's unselfish, he's tough, he puts the team first, and he's, you know, he's a winner. Glad we have him on our team.
Take a final question.
So, not really have anything to do with you guys, but did you get an explanation or anything from the officials yesterday after the first two touchdowns? Now, I know they have to confirm each touchdown now, but there was like a long delay. Did they say anything to you like this, you know, this is going to be like this or it's not going to be like this, or any insight into what the regular season will be like as far as confirming touchdowns?
Well, I mean, that's all handled, you know, on their side of it. So, as I understand it, the official upstairs, if he feels there's something that needs to be looked at, then he buzzes the referee and he looks at it. And if he looks at the play and feels like there's not really anything to question on the scoring play, then they go to the extra point. So, I mean, I think it's really a mechanics. It's officiated mechanics. That's not really something that I'm involved with. We're just there to play the game, and so whatever that time frame is between the score and the next play for them to do their thing, then that's what it is.
Okay. All right, thanks, everybody. Thank you, Coach.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.